Yeah, I know. Don't rush me to say something. I'm trying to think. We're in your back seat because I needed to talk to you, and I already said that over the phone. It's just that I really don't feel like trying to get rid of either of our dorm mates right now. No, I can't just talk about this over text. And don't even think about telling me I should have said it on the phone, because that would have been just as bad as me showing up in person. I don't feel like putting my trust in how loud you're going to be. That doesn't matter. Just because there's no one in your room right now doesn't mean that there isn't someone next door. Our walls aren't exactly as thick as your head. Anyone could be walking around campus, so being outside doesn't work either. Don't you know how far voices can travel? I'm not taking any risks when it comes to us. Because I don't want people passing by and thinking... We are giving them drama about us being alone together. The same reason it's always been since we first started seeing each other. Plus, I don't feel like being interrupted and having to come up with an excuse as to why we're having a private conversation. At least out here, we know it's going to be dead as hell, so it doesn't matter how much we talk. None of our friends come here this late at night, especially not when the mall is closed. Because it's something important, okay? Can't you just sit and be patient? No, I'm not trying to hook up right now. I get that it's been a while, but that's not what I brought you out here for. God, it's like ever since we turned 18, you just couldn't keep your hands off of me. And I only agreed because it was convenient enough for the both of us. Plus, it's not like a lot of the guys around here are good at knowing what they actually need to do. It's like no one ever taught them about the female body. Ugh, don't start acting so cocky all of a sudden. You should have known that you were good enough with how much we've gone and done it by now. I wouldn't have come back if I knew I'd be bored. And I would rather keep this a secret, because I don't need all of my friends or your friends knowing that we sleep together. God. You do realize that our town is pretty small, right? And that just because we are in college doesn't mean that the same people aren't around. It's a college town, genius. I had a reputation back in high school, and I don't need that completely ruined by having everyone know about who I hook up with. Especially not the people we've known for this long. Yes, it is a problem. When you live with a bunch of sorority girls, you start to realize how much they love to talk. A lot. Which means that it would be bad, because I don't need to be the center of their gossip. Which, honestly, whatever. I'm pretty sure I'm going to be soon. It's just that I haven't really been getting my period, okay? Which, I mean, that in itself will get their attention. Especially with the kind of guy I always end up with. What? That's not always a good thing, you idiot. A lot of the time it's the opposite, actually, to miss your period. Yes, I went already. And the doctor said that it's not the new birth control that I've been using. What? You think it's because I'm sleeping with other guys? Do you really take me for that easy of a lay that I would do that with any guy that looked at me? What do you take me for? Okay, yeah, frat guys are honestly like a completely different species. Some of them can be good looking, sure, but they're a lot stupider than you'd hope they would be. But their bodies don't mean that they can get me going with a snap of their fingers. I have a lot more decency than to do something like that with someone who has that small of a brain. Okay, easy. I'm still one of those stupid sorority girls you're comparing them to, so you should be careful of what you say next. Fine. But it's the fact that I'm higher up in this whole food chain that it matters more if I had bigger drama they can spread around. Like, can you imagine the rumors they could spread if they found out I slept with someone recent enough for me to stop having periods? What do you mean, what kind of rumors? They'll start to think that I got knocked up. That I'm pregnant. Because I am pregnant, you idiot! Yeah, oh. No, it's not from that guy. I stopped seeing him already because of everything that's been going on. It's a lot to have to think about. Well, take a guess. It wasn't the guy I was seeing, since we never slept together, and I'm far enough in that I know for certain that I'm pregnant. The last person I was with was you! Yes, it's yours. Are you not gonna yell at me? Tell me that I'm irresponsible and that I should have been more careful? So, you still sound calm right now because you know you're going to leave me. Because if you are, then just say so right now. Don't lead me on if you're gonna go and abandon me later. At least save me from that heartbreak. Are you not going to leave? Right, sorry. I guess I should let you actually process. Really? That's not entirely what I was expecting. And it also isn't the way I wanted you to find out. Well, a lot of men don't want to deal with pregnancy, especially when they're in college. I expected you to want to leave so you could focus more on yourself, since I was just someone you wanted to hook up with every now and again. But I also didn't expect to just blurt it out like that. I had a whole thing. No, it's not so much that I didn't have faith in you. I just don't have much faith in men to begin with. Like you said, I don't have the best track record of dating the right guys when there's some frat boy. Even back in high school, I used to date some annoying jocks. And let me tell you, they really don't know how to treat a woman. I know you're not one of those guys. That's why I kept going back to you. Because you were one of the better ones. Both in and out of bed. I don't know. I guess I thought I wasn't good enough for you. And I needed someone that could give me something easy to show me they were worth my time. Well, when you're around a bunch of women that look for perfect male specimens, then it'd seem a bit weird for me to be with someone like you. Not to say that you look bad, But you don't have that stereotypical frat boy look that women typically drool over. So they would think that I lowered my standards or something, and eventually I thought that they were my standards. But you're so much better than they could ever be. Including right now. That is, if you wanted to actually stick around. I'm about 3 months in, I think. After talking with my doctor, she made another appointment for me to get an ultrasound, which ended up telling me what I needed to know, and kind of lined up to when we were with each other last. I know it doesn't look like it, because not every woman grows a belly in the same way or pace. A little is there, but it wasn't enough for me to expect something as big as this. If it was, then I would have found out sooner and told you about it. Still, obviously, expecting that you would leave like a lot of guys would. Yeah, I think I might end up keeping it. Which I can see how that might be a problem. Is it not? I know this is all new to you, so you don't have to decide anything right this minute. You don't have to make the commitment to provide for me, so... It's a big commitment to make, and... Would you really give me that much? Even after all the times we split up? Even when I kept us a secret from my friends? God, you're honestly such a huge idiot. The biggest idiot I could have asked for. Don't just go and say that like it's normal. You can't say that you love someone just because you're having a baby with them. Why do you keep making me cry more? Of course I love you, you asshole. I've been in love with you for so long, and I'm sorry I didn't realize it sooner, but I do love you. I knew I actually wanted to commit to this when the doctor first told me I was pregnant. I was honestly so happy I forgot to be scared. But when I got home, I got really scared because I thought you would leave me for something like this and I would end up having to take care of our child on my own. I thought I was going to lose you, but I had to tell you anyway. And I felt so stupid for wanting to risk it by telling you. Yeah, I'm glad that I told you too. Because... I don't know what I would have done if you left me. No. No, I could never hate you. Even if you decided to leave. But I love you so much more because of who you are. And it's the you that I love that chose to want to stay with me. Which... I could not tell you how happy that makes me. Yeah. We can decide tomorrow on what we're gonna do, but I think for now, we've had enough serious conversation for one night. So, can we just sit here in the car for a bit longer? I wanna cuddle a little before we head back.